Aucune volonté humaine ne peut prévaloir contre la volonté divine. Rangeons-nous délibérément et exclusivement du côté du divin, et la victoire finale est certaine. Maintenant, voici l'anglais. No human will can finally prevail against the divine's will. Let us put ourselves deliberately and exclusively on the side of the divine, and the victory is ultimately certain. Maintenant, je vous lirai deux questions qui ont été posées et les réponses de Sri Aurobindo. Ce n'est pas que ces questions soient l'expression d'un état d'esprit très supérieur, mais je crains qu'il y ait beaucoup de personnes qui se laisse aller à ce genre d'état d'esprit. Et alors, je pense que les réponses seront très utiles pour beaucoup de personnes aussi. Voici la question. It seems to me that the number of people in the world accepting the truth of our yoga of transformation would not be as large as those who accepted Buddhism, Vedanta or Christianity. Voici la réponse de Sri Aurobindo. Je vous recommande son humour. Nothing depends on the numbers. The numbers of Buddhism and Christianity were so great because the majority professed it as a creed without its making the least difference to their external life. If the new consciousness were satisfied with that, it could also, and much more easily, command homage and acceptance by the whole earth. It is a great consciousness, the truth consciousness, that it will insist on a real change. La seconde. You have said that the aim of our yoga is to rise beyond the nirvana. But in the ashram, there are extremely few who have reached or have tried to reach even the nirvana. To reach even the nirvana, one has to give up ego and desire. Could it be said that even a few sadhaks in the ashram have succeeded in doing so? Surely, everybody must be making some effort to do this. Why then they are not successful? Is it that after some effort they forget the aim and live here as in ordinary life? La réponse. I suppose if the nirvana aim had been put before them, more would have been fit for it. for the Nirvana aim is easier than the one we have put before us. And they would not have found it so difficult to reach the standard. The sadhaks here are of all kinds and in all stages. But the real difficulty, even for those who have progressed, is with the external man. Even among these who follow the old ideal, the external man of the sadhak remains almost the same, even after they have attained to something. The inner being gets free. The outer follows still its fixed nature. Our yoga can succeed only if the external man too changes. But that is the most difficult of all things. It is only by a change of the physical nature that it can be done. By a descent of the highest light into this lowest part of nature. It is here that the struggle is going on. The internal being of most of the sadhaks here, however imperfect still, is still different from that of the ordinary man. But the external still clings to its old ways, manners, habits. Many do not seem even to have awakened to the necessity of a change. It is when this is realized and done that the yoga will produce its full results in the ashram itself and not before. Ça, c'est un programme pour l'année prochaine, mes enfants. J'espère que l'année prochaine, je pourrai dire que beaucoup ont essayé de faire que leur vie extérieure soit l'expression de leur aspiration profonde. Pour le moment, ils ne sont pas nombreux. Maintenant, comme nous avons parlé de difficultés, je vais vous lire deux choses qui vous donneront simplement un petit aperçu de ce que c'est que la vraie conscience, celle qui est libre de tout. Celle qui est au-dessus de tous les conflits. La première est comme ceci. Vous l'avez peut-être lu, mais je ne pense pas que vous l'ayez tout à fait compris. Ça s'appelle One Day, The Little More. One day, and all the half deed is done. One day, and all the unborn begun. A little path, and the great goal. A touch that brings the divine whole. Hill after hill was climbed, and now, behold, the last tremendous brow, and the great rock that none has trod, a step, and all is sky and God. Et puis ceci. Even in rags, I am a god. Fallen, I am divine. High I triumph when downtrod. Long I live when slain.